It's not Friday. It's Tuesday. So I've been following it too, and I think there is something to it, more than just coincidence and hype. But I also think that it's inflated, probably 50% or more. You know, I was really concerned about the self-firing gun in the holster and that Air Force guy dying. But that's been disputed and set aside. So it's not as bad as some people want you to think. But that doesn't mean that there's not an issue, you know. But when you remember, you know, if you were paying attention back then, you know, in the, I would say, early to mid-80s, when the real heavy law enforcement transition went from, you know, wheel guns to semis, and there were a lot of big agencies, Detroit being one of them, that had a whole lot of problems with, you know, with ADs and the full-size Glock lines, the 17s, the 22s, you know. And I'm, just from a familiarity standpoint, I'm more Glock than SIG, just from experience. Like I said, I mean, 226 is a great gun, 228 is a great gun. I know some guys that are real big into the 230, but, you know, it's personal preference. I have really big hands, you know, and if I put a set of those Hoag monogrips on a, you know, like a Gen 4 or a Gen 5, 17, 22, 30, 21, that's more up my alley. W8RPM.